BBC News, I'm John Shea. Media outlets in North Korea have hailed Friday's summit with the South as historic. They said it paved the way for the start of a new era. State television made a rare mention of the word denuclearisation. In South Korea, newspapers have given a more cautious welcome to the talks. Commentators in Seoul spoke of their regret that Pyongyang had apparently not made a firm commitment to abandon its nuclear arms. The United Nations says thousands of civilians are fleeing an upsurge in fighting in northern Myanmar, where soldiers are attacking Kachin rebels. Reports say the Burmese army is pounding ethnic rebels with airstrikes and artillery. Rebels are fighting for greater autonomy for the mainly Christian ethnic group. The conflict, which began in 1961, has displaced about 120,000 people. New proposals to reduce tensions along the Indo-Chinese border have been unveiled by Delhi and Beijing. India and China agreed to take steps to improve military and security communications. Saudi state television says airstrikes in Yemen by the Saudi-led coalition have killed two prominent Houthi rebels, including the deputy interior minister. There have been further reports of Saudi jets overhead on Saturday morning as thousands arrived for the funeral of another Houthi leader killed last week. The US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, is continuing his first overseas tour with a visit to Saudi Arabia. He is expected to discuss regional strategies to counter Iranian influence. Next month, President Trump must decide whether to withdraw from the Iranian nuclear deal. Alfie Evans, an English toddler at the centre of a legal battle over healthcare, has died. The case of the 23-month-old boy had drawn international media attention. He had a degenerative neurological condition. His parents lost legal challenges against a medical decision to remove life support.